It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Judy joins us on a Thursday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio. And Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and Journal of a Duck Midwife. And right now, let's welcome in Dr. Workman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to you. Good to talk to you again. And I hope eventually the weather warms up a little bit. I mean, it's going to be spring in a few weeks. Oh, well.
It will be. It will be.
And, you know, at some point we'll be complaining about the heat. But, Jill, I finally found, in looking at various recently published articles, some evidence that this at least a decade-old argument about what is the best kind of diet on which to go to, you know, to lose and to weight and to keep it off, there may be some resolution of this question. You know, as we've talked on and off and on and off, you know, there seems to be two diet camps. One is, you know, the Mediterranean type camp where you're eating, you know, a normal amount of vegetables and fruits and grains and not, you know, relatively moderate amounts of protein and dairy products, you know, all low in fat, seems to be the most sensible long-term way of losing weight. Boring, but effective. And the more interesting, conversational, opener kind of diet where you can talk to people about this, that being the keto diet. And the keto diet is really a short-term, you know, nickname for a ketogenic diet, tells the dieter that you must never, ever eat any carbohydrates, or if you have to, you have to eat them in tiny amounts, and you have to eliminate most dense carbohydrates, you know, the ones we know like potatoes, rice, pasta, bread, crackers, because by doing so, you will convince your body to stop using glucose, which is the end product of carbohydrate digestion, for energy, and instead will turn to using fat and gobble up all the fat in your fat cells, and voila, you'll lose weight. And by the way, you'll really have fun doing this because you're giving up donuts and chocolate, of course, but on the other hand, you can eat bacon, mayonnaise, egg yolks, butter, anything that's high fat to your heart's content. Actually, not to your heart's content. You probably
that's right.
Heart disease. Careful. To your taste buds content, and you won't miss eating carbohydrates at all. And if you go into a supermarket or a pharmacy, you will find shelves full of products that are imitation carbohydrates for the keto diet, you know, imitation cookies and candy, even vitamin pills that don't have any carbohydrate in it. And the argument has gone on for really years, which is the best kind of diet to lose weight. Well, finally, there is an answer. A recently published article analyzed all of these studies that have been done over the past several years, looking at over 7,000 people who have followed diets either very low in carbohydrate, just low in carbohydrate, or a Mediterranean-type diet. And people who followed this diet from any time, from, let's say, 3 months to almost a year, to see which diet is most effective in getting people to really lose weight. And which do you think won?
None of them.
Well, right. The answer is that if you follow the keto diet and eliminated really healthy carbohydrates, not just carbohydrates that are filled with fat like chocolate chip cookies or, you know, ice cream, but healthy carbohydrates like rice or pasta or potatoes, sweet potatoes, or even high carbohydrate vegetables like a squash, the only difference in weight loss is about 2 pounds over a period of about 8 months. And that probably could be explained by the fact that when you cut carbohydrates out of your diet, you lose about 2 pounds of water. And when you put carbohydrates back in, you get the 2 pounds back again. So basically the answer is, you know, it doesn't really make a difference.
Well, what's better for your body?
Of course, absolutely. It doesn't make a difference to your scale, but it sure makes a difference to your body.
I'm still absolutely stuck, I have to say. And I know this is your show, but it's Food for Mood, so I'm gonna do the mood part. I'm absolutely stuck in the notion that, you know, what
she's on the keto diet. I'm thinking, ugh, but this is something that you can talk about. You go on a healthy diet, and it has no more interest to the people you're talking to. You know, talking about your dieting, then if you had said, well, I went to the dentist and the dental hygienist said I should use dental floss, has about that level of interest if you go on a carbohydrate, you know, a Mediterranean diet. But if you go on a keto diet, you can really make a big fuss of what you eat.
I know this, and we have like a living, breathing proof of someone who's done that, and by the way, you know, the weight loss ultimately stabilized. I'm talking about Arturo. They got bored. But how about the Mediterranean diet? What about the studies really and truly about the people who've lived longer? If you eat that sort of diet, your longevity, have they done that study yet?
Of course, I mean, nobody would tell you in his right mind, well, you should have a diet that promotes lard. You know, but basically, that's what they're saying. Oh, you can eat all these high-fat foods and a lot of protein. And by the way, you eat a lot of protein it makes you more vulnerable to osteoporosis because you lose calcium. But that's beside the point. The other thing is that what foods contain nutrients and fiber? You're not going to get any fiber in, you know, a stick of butter.
Mayonnaise.
Or even an egg, right?
I said mayonnaise. Which I just happen to not love. So the idea of putting it on an omelet or anything is not appealing.
I mean, the rest of us might think it's disgusting, but, you know, people welcome that. Oh, well, I can eat all these foods that I've been eliminating to lose weight. But the thing is, the fiber is in the carbohydrate. The vitamins are in the carbohydrate. You eat a potato, you eat an orange, they're full of vitamin C. You eat grains, they're full of vitamin B1. Tell me where those vitamins are going to be in mayonnaise. And the fiber? Well, if you are on a keto diet, what do? Jill, you go to the... We're talking about really healthy. You go and buy your Metamucil. Oh, you can't eat your fiber in real food like rice or maybe...
Right.
You know, a brand cereal. No. You buy the Metamucil, and you buy the vitamin supplements, and that's where you get your nutrients, you know, that you're not getting from your diet. I mean, how crazy is that?
I think the whole thing's crazy on diet, because like I've learned now, if you open my refrigerator now after a year, almost 2 years of what I've been doing, 70% of the refrigerator has 100% natural juice, whether it's pear juice, whether it's banana juice, whether it's whatever type, peach nectar.
Sure.
And yes, I do have, I keep 6 to 8 cans a week of some diet soda in there that I eat, I drink. But
sure.
Also, you'll see cabbage, you'll see a chicken, a 5-pound chicken I buy, you'll see hamburger, and the cabbage, sometimes I'll cut off a little piece of it if I want to go a little crazy, and I'll make some coleslaw for myself, but otherwise, I use it with other dishes, and it's very easy to change your lifestyle. I found out too late in life that it's very easy to change your lifestyle. Diets don't work because, our friend Arthur Schwartz, who went on the keto diet, found out, they get bored with them, and they move off after they've lost 25, 30 pounds. I don't look at the weight loss now. I weigh myself once a month, and I'm now down to 233 pounds,
wow.
I think, which is 144 pounds lighter than I was 2 years ago.
But who's counting?
But anyway, you just got to get into a healthier diet, whatever it is. Yeah,
which supports. And by the way, what's wrong with a little coleslaw? I'm shrugging. I'm sure I sound like my grandmother. But, like, yeah.
I mean, you should be eating coleslaw. You should be eating all sorts of vegetables. I mean, this is how you're supposed to be eating. And the vegetables are there because they are high in nutrients. Or you should be eating fruit, not enormous amounts because it's a little higher calories, obviously, than a cabbage or, you know, string beans. But, you know, a sweet potato or a white potato, they make a wonderful dinner, or they certainly make, you know, a wonderful component of the dinner because they're filled with nutrients and they're satisfying. But again, you go into the supermarket, and it really annoys me to see these mock herbicides products that imitate real food that are supposed to be on the keto diet because they don't have any carbohydrate. And you let us just stop this whole idea that carbohydrates are bad for you and that protein and mayonnaise are good for you. I mean, and finally, you know, 7,000 people have shown this. You know, how many more people do we have to look at before we know that the keto diet is no better than a diet that has a variety of foods? And in the long run, a keto diet probably is terrible for your longevity because of what it does to your cardiovascular system, and the fact that it really leaves you. It leaves you perhaps even malnourished. It's even an article saying that there was a child who had scurvy because the diet the child was on lacked vitamin C. And with scurvy is something you associate with British sailors in the 18th century.
Yeah, I know. But no, we can bring back scurvy. Unbelievable. Just fun stuff. Anyway, thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Talk to you next week.
Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy with Food for Mood every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio and also on the web, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Judy Wortman and Food for Mood.